News Talk 590 KUGN here at 720. Running a little tardy, but that's okay. You know what? We have patient people in studio here. Major patient. Thank you so much for your patience.
Thank you.
Do you recognize the voice? Go ahead and say good morning.
Good morning. This is Lucy Vinnis, Mayor of Eugene.
And give me a great big what's up? Okay, go ahead.
What's up?
What's up Wednesday? It's what we call this here on News Talk 590 KUGN. And happy to have Eugene Mayor Lucy Vinnis with us. 2 days into the new year. So far, so good?
So far, so good. Yes.
Okay. Good. Now, I want you to think of this as a breakfast table chat. Nothing. I'm stealing. No thunder for tomorrow night's State of the City. What challenges are we looking at for 2019, though?
You know, we're looking at the ongoing challenges. We really set the stage in 2018 to address a lot of these. So we're looking at that continuum of homelessness and housing, looking at our response to climate change, to global warming, looking at public safety, a lot of investment in public safety, and looking at our economic development. All of those pieces are in play.
Any one bigger than the other on your to-do list when you woke up this morning going, this is at the top of the list?
You know, I think that, there are the pieces where I feel we are making progress and we have sort of a set plan in place. I think we're in a good place in terms of working on our public safety issues. The city has, the council passed an increased one-time bump in funding of $8.6 million. We're, I think, in very good place on economic development. All of that is happening. I think the more challenging pieces, certainly homelessness has been a headline issue. It's a big issue for us. It's bigger than the city. Very challenging for us to address. It is tied to our housing supply and the shortage of kind of low-end housing, less expensive housing. And then our response to climate change, which is hugely challenging, and it's a heavy lift. So we have some big pieces on our plates this year for council.
What do you say to those? I'm glad you brought up climate change, because there's a bunch of people, a group, if you will, that say bunk. That this is why is so much priority on climate change, and I'm glad that you're bringing that up.
You know, I think whether or not you agree on the causes of climate change, or whether it's man-made or whether it's just a normal cycle, the reality is that we need to have good systems of emergency preparedness for all kinds of things, and so. You know, whether that's an earthquake, whether we have a bad ice storm, we've seen terrible fires in California, we've had terrible fires in the Northwest, we need to prepare for those things, and we need to respond to that. And so that requires looking at our landscape differently. It impacts how we think about our economic development, where we build housing. So at the end of the day, I will say to the public, I don't care whether you believe in climate change, I hope you believe in emergency preparedness, and let's do that work.
You like so far what you've seen from Chief Skinner and public safety?
I think he's an excellent choice. I think he's an excellent fit for the city of Eugene. I think he's done just a tremendous job of both understanding the community as a whole and understanding his department. I think he's instilled a lot of sense of confidence and optimism within the EPD, and I think he's a great choice.
Best part of your job is?
The best part of my job is that I spend every single day meeting people who care about what happens in this community. It is really fun. It's not something that other people realize, but my day in and day out, it's always a different sort of cast of characters who have a different set of issues, but they're all passionate. They all care about the community. It's very inspiring.
So tell me about day one to where you are today. The biggest surprise has been...
I think the biggest surprise is how fun it is. You wouldn't see that from the outside. You would think, oh my gosh, what a pile of headaches that is.
Sure.
But actually, it's really a very fun job. I will describe myself as a kind of jack of all trades, master of none. So I like knowing a little bit about a lot of things. And that's what the mayor does, is you know something about a lot of things, and you really count on other people to have that expertise. And so that part of it is, it's really fun.
So let's invite everybody to the State of the City Address.
State of the City Address tomorrow, Thursday, January 3rd, 5:30 in the Soaring Theater. It'll be fun. It'll be, I think, interesting and hopefully inspiring. So please join us.
Were you nervous with your first one?
I was deeply nervous. But I have to say that, you know, my first one, we had a terrible ice storm and we postponed it by 5 days.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
that.
So
I was really nervous on the first date. And by the second date, I was, all right, let's just get this done.
I really enjoyed our chat. I hope this won't be the last time that we get you to What's Up.
I welcome the opportunity and look forward to coming back. Thank you so much.
And you have a lot of wonderful departments and a lot of great people that make and together make everything go.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you coming. Happy 2019.
You too. Thank you so much.
There's What's Up from News Talk 590 KUGN.